haven't been on a job interview in years. I'm really nervous.
Don't be. You are built for pharmaceutical sales. You're cute, you're flirty, and started that like there were going to be three things.
I don't have any experience in sales. Unless you count the bikini car wash I did in high school, but you already made me take that off my resume.
This job is a lot like being a waitress. Except instead of pushing the fish tacos because they're about to go bad, you're just pushing our antidepressants before the FDA finds out they may cause rectal bleeding.
They do?
Maybe. Like our lawyers say, the world is full of things that can cause a rectum to bleed. Anyway, I talked you up to Dan. He's the guy who'll be interviewing you.
Oh, I really appreciate this. I just hope I'm not in over my head.
You'll be fine. Just be yourself.
I wish I felt more confident.
Honey, I wouldn't have put you up for this job if I didn't think you could handle it.
Thank you, but maybe I should cancel.
It's too late to cancel. You're going.
But I don't know anything about pharmaceuticals.
Oh, I understand. You want to do something you're already good at. I know. Why don't I get you a job at the sitting around all day wearing yoga pants factory?
They're comfortable.
I hope you're decent. Raj is here.
You just started seeing naked women again. I don't want you to be confused about where the boobs should be.
Oh, hey, guys. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? I thought you moved out.
Oh, yeah, I was going to, and then Debbie and I got to talking over dinner the other night. I didn't have any place to go. She likes having me around, so we both said, why leave? At the same time. It is precious.
Not that precious.
I'd like to back you up, but it sounds like it was pretty precious.
Stewie, I can't find my glasses.
Be right there, Deb. They're probably on her head.